I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Thousands of people are gazing up at the stars this month to help out with a science project. It's called the Great Worldwide Star Count. One of its objectives is to map worldwide light pollution. Dennis Ward is running the online Star Count. He's an education specialist for the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research. The quiz had us searching the night sky for a particular constellation. What's the answer?
Cygnus the Swan.
Cygnus the Swan, and you're using that as a target in your worldwide star count. Tell us about that.
We're asking people to step outside and look up at the night sky shortly after sunset and tell us what they see in this constellation by comparing it to some images that we provide on our website. We use that information to determine the light pollution, and we map that worldwide to try to find out how people's views of the night sky are being affected by our light.
And light pollution, I mean, just kind of if there are lots of lights on around where you happen to be standing, you don't see the stars very well, correct?
That's correct. Light pollution can be on, a small scale in your neighborhood. It can wash out the stars. Also, if you live in a large urban area, city lights will do the same thing. They may only see three or four of the very brightest stars in the sky, whereas someone who's in the mountains or a desert or farming communities might see tens of thousands of stars on the very same evening. You know, that's why we put astronomical observatories on tops of mountains in the middle of deserts.
These amateur astronomers you're calling upon, are they stepping outside with their telescopes, or can you do this with the naked eye?
Oh, yes. This is a naked eye project. It does not require any equipment. In the northern hemisphere, we're looking for Cygnus, and in the southern, we're looking for Sagittarius. We've had observations from Australia, China, Taiwan, South Africa, and Poland has been very active in the star count. We had over 6,600 observations from 64 countries and on all continents, including one lonely observer in Antarctica.
So what do you expect to do with the information that you're gathering this time?
We will be publishing maps online. We have an online mapping interface this year that allows people to see all their observations. We will publish all of our data sets for use by scientists around the world that are studying energy consumption and light pollution and also even population dynamics. And especially for the students that participate, we will have online activities that will help them create light pollution maps of their own neighborhoods.
Dennis Ward is coordinating the Great Worldwide Star Count, and we'll post a link at theworld.org with details about how to participate. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Katie.